Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Warning, people of Earth. The following podcast is not real. It should not be construed as evidence of the existence of other worlds. And despite my best efforts, this begins its second season. This makes a fine entry point for all of you too busy to absorb backstory. You who enjoyed the Hobbit trilogy, never once thinking, I wonder what else happens with that curious piece of jewelry. To you, welcome. The concept, if this were happening, is that an easily winded Earthman has become trapped in a magical land where he hosts a podcast along with a wizard and a talking badger instead of exercising. Most recently, they squared off against a monstrous ancient evil. Not me, I'm a whole other thing. And have you seen the color palette that accompanies those adjectives? Keep your dark purple, I'll take pastels from here till Tuesday, voices carry. Did they survive their encounter? Have we permanently dampened fan goodwill with the last few episodes? The dust has settled in a town called Hogsface, and once again, a wireless, fireless signal emanates from a ramshackle tavern in a distant land.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello
from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host.
Yep, that's it.
I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 2 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon. And I started this podcast, and a few weeks ago, the Dark Lord...
His name be praised.
The Dark Lord took over the town of Hogsface and imprisoned me and my co-hosts. But I used to record a podcast every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon.
In the lands of darkness.
In the lands of darkness. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds about like what you normally would do.
Yeah.
And then...
Do I go back to my room now, or...?
No, we need to do a whole podcast.
Well, you know what? If I'm going to do the podcast, I need my buddies. I need to see Usidor the Wizard and Chunt the Shapeshifter, who, you know, is almost always a badger.
Say hello to your badger friend.
Blemish.
Let me go, pussy dick.
Chunt! Chunt, buddy! How you doing?
Hey, Arnie.
Hey.
You have a seat, Chunt. Sit down.
Have they been treating you all right?
No.
Oh, no.
They took my vial of sperm.
Oh, no.
They locked me in a room, and they kept asking me over and over that if I couldn't find true love, what animal would I want to be stuck as?
Uh-huh.
I'll wear his vial of sperm from now on.
Oh, no.
Blemish rises.
Well, look, this is an old
fucker.
Old habits die hard, and I shouldn't be invested in doing this. But for new listeners, Chun is a shapeshifter, and you have a vial of one sperm around your neck that's the only sperm that you
I
have.
I did.
And when you want to eventually someday have a child, which we never really talk about that this much,
yeah, I don't. I mean, I see your situation, and I'm like, do I want to bring a life into this world?
Look, I know I haven't been the best dad. I do have a child at home who I miss dearly, and I'm trapped in another dimension. But you know what?
You had a butterfly son.
I did briefly have a butterfly son, but, you know, butterflies don't live very long.
No. You know what they say, butterfly in the sky.
I can die twice as high.
It's in a book.
Yeah.
No, I wrote it down in the book.
Oh, you wrote it down in the book.
So we don't forget your butterfly son.
Oh. Well, John, it's good to see you again,
buddy. It's good to see you. Oh, I feel like I've just been tortured. Yeah, they kept asking me what animal I want to be if I couldn't find true love.
Well, also, for new listeners, you're a shapeshifter and you change
whatever
shape.
Animal I, you know, copulate with, I turn into that
you turn
animal.
Into, yeah, mm-hmm. But you're always pretty much always a badger.
But, well, under interrogation, I was considering being a lobster.
Yeah.
I know my friend Wallace is a lobster, but I'm just not sure. I think it might be a badger.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, see how easily this comes? Just recap. Just restate what's going on.
Baron, why do you even want us to keep doing this podcast?
Well, I suppose you'll find out. The Dark Lord is still curious about your world, Arnold, and this podcast is the only way you seem to be in touch with it, so
hey,
for now...
Hey, he doesn't want to talk about Earth stuff, okay?
Calm down.
He and you and Zonin and Hookstanges will talk about whatever Baron Rangoon wishes you to talk about.
So are you saying the fact that I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift to my laptop, the fact that I use that to upload this podcast every week, is what the Dark Lord is interested in?
Well, I mean, it's not his only concern, but it is of some interest to him, yes.
Yeah, go ahead and bring in Usador, idiots. Bring him in, he's going to turn you all to dust with his magic. You have no fucking idea how powerful Usador is.
Yeah, bring in Usador.
Bring him in.
I am Usador. Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas.
Oh, fuck.
The elves know me as Fjernjallik.
Feline Zelig.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. Shut up. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar.
I really appreciate that Feline Zelig.
And there may be
others. There are no names, more sacred names.
Chunt. Arnold.
Usador.
You're alive.
Usador, quick.
Wonderful.
Use your magic. Get us out of here.
Yeah, why are you breathing like Arnie breathes?
Oh, I can't use my magic. They've been feeding me a potion every day that disconnects me from the source of my magical powers.
Every day?
Every day. Every single day. So I am but a frail old man at this time, hoping to stay alive long enough to see this occupation of Hog's Face end.
Well, you know what? I want you guys to know, every day I write the book. Chapter 1, we didn't really get along. Chapter 2, I think I fell in love with you.
I don't have any books in the cell where they're keeping me, but I did try to read a rainbow.
Oh, take a look.
It's in a book. I'm reading a rainbow.
That's beautiful, Yus.
Lucy, you just don't look so good.
Just gazing off into the distance.
Sorry, it's very hard for me to focus right now. The potion they give me also befuddles my senses, and I find that it's hard to focus for long. Probably has something to do with why I'm unable to cast spells like Caleb Lichtenkammer.
Oh, it got slightly warm in here.
Yeah, it's Caleb Lichtenkammer.
Ah.
Oh, wow. That worked.
Arnie, you just did magic.
Arnold, wow.
Did I mean...
No, I... Yeah.
Who knows what happened?
I mean, that's a pretty simple one.
Fuck.
No, Usador will be forced to drink the potion that separates him from the realms of Ephesius until such a time when he agrees to serve the Dark Lord.
Which I shall ne'er do. You can feed me this poison every day for the rest of my life, and I shall not succumb to him. Nay, I shall find some way to sneak out of where I am kept, and I shall raise resistance, for I shall... Night. This. I was... What was I?
Oh,
what was I talking about?
I don't know. Usually I stop paying attention halfway through. It's weird when he stops paying attention halfway through.
That's a bad sign. It's okay, Usador. Stick with it. They have me locked away in the cage, and they poke and prod at my genitals, and they keep asking me questions, and they keep testing cosmetics on me, but I'm not going to join them either.
Yeah, and they have me in my regular room here in the Vermilion Minotaur.
What are they doing to you?
They just leave me in there. Sometimes they bring, food 3 times a day.
You get 3 meals a day?
Yeah. I mean, that's less than
what?
I usually have.
Chunt? You, too, can be released, and in fact, given it whatever form you want, if you decide to serve the Dark Lord. And Arnie, we can throw some snacks in there.
Snacks?
Pretty much.
Damn it.
Whenever you'd like.
You're already getting 3 meals.
I know, but that's snacks
two and a half
are
more than I'm
favorite
getting.
Part.
Oh.
Arnie, we're ready to offer you 4th meal.
Oh, man. It's very tempting. No, I can't. I can't help the Dark Lord.
Yeah. Take your snacks and shove it.
All right, fine. Well, then just keep doing your podcast.
Okay. It's the one thing that brings me hope.
Yeah, we can do the podcast and try to get word back to Earth.
Well, we don't have a guest this week. Should we interview the Baron?
Yeah, Baron, if you're so interested in us still doing this podcast, can we interview you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we'll fight him with Arnie's interviewing skills.
Yeah. So, Baron, how do you have sex?
Yes.
Good one.
Well, I mean, with my penis.
All right, well, that was pretty succinct.
Checks out.
I mean, sometimes, you know, there's more of the body involved. You know, you try to enjoy the whole thing, but your attention just keeps getting drawn back to the penis.
Sure. Yeah. Baron, I fear I may have lost this in the chaos of the Battle of Hog's Face, but I believe you mentioned that your wife passed away.
Oh, yeah, my condolences.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you're evil, but still, it's sad when anybody's wife passes
away. But we're not
away.
A bunch of dicks.
Well, I mean, if I understand correctly, you are the ones who ordered my wife's death so that you could...
That's not exactly correct.
Oh.
No?
I mean, you said there was a spy named Hank.
Yep.
Who had something to do with it. I mean, there are lots of people who don't like the Dark Lord.
I mean, he did mention the Blue Wizard. Well, he did mention the Badger King.
Okay, well, you know...
He did mention the other one.
Oh, that's me. Now, you see, the thing is, there are, you know, lots of wizards. And maybe he was talking about the indigo one. That's kind of a bullshit color anyway.
Yes, my wife is gone, well, shoved out of a window into a river of lava.
Damn. Oh.
Which I'm going to go ahead and say was quite upsetting. Yeah. One, because she was the love of my life.
Wow, yeah.
Yes.
And two, I didn't even want that river of lava.
Yeah.
I just, honestly, I installed it to impress the Dark Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, it came back to bite you in the ass, didn't it?
Yeah, she did.
She did. But no, it's time to move forward. Now, obviously, if her body had not been reduced to cinders, I would have just asked the Dark Lord or one of his necromancers to return her to me.
But ugh.
I don't appreciate the tone.
That's nasty.
But
you nasty.
As it is, she gone.
She gone.
But I will say, in even the brightest of times, there is a glimmer of hope.
Mm-hmm. Even?
Yes.
Even?
Yeah.
All right.
I suspect, I've met another special lady, and I think there might be something going on there.
Dude, dish.
She all that?
Well, it's a little too soon to say if she's all that.
She talked to angels?
Well, I mean, she's being a little coy about it. But I suspect I'll be having sex with my penis soon.
Oh, tell me more, tell me more.
I really do not know what more information can be conveyed.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty. That's like the...
She was a peasant wench. Mm-hmm. She actually showed up the day that my wife died and your spy was found out.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Wait, guys. Hey, Baron, is it possible? Could we have a little private time? Just the inner workings of the podcast. Sometimes we just need to, like, confer with each other just to keep the quality of the podcast up.
This is like, it's like inside mittens, and it would really undermine my appreciation to hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that we're, like, properly praising the Dark Lord. Like, we just want to make sure we have that right. Yeah.
All right, I'll let you guys have a minute, and then I'll tell you how it goes.
Okay, also, perhaps, while we're making requests, a round of mead?
Oh.
Certainly.
And
maybe a little bit of raspberry in it?
I'd love a red potion.
No red potion.
Oh, God damn it.
Meads for all. The raspberry is to be withheld until such time as effusive praises are sung from all your lips of the Dark Lord.
Thank you, boy.
Oh, Zonin, even in defeat are you arrogant.
I know your name and I will not say it.
I know your name and... Maybe I'll use a secret one. I'll get the Dark Lord, my new boss, to tell me one of your secret names, and I'll speak it out loud, even perhaps into one of these microphones.
Do so. I dare they speak my secret name, and watch the very cats that are within you revolt against thee and tear thee apart from the inside out.
Don't get too worked up, Zonin. Have some more potion in your mead.
Oh, no. Oh.
Hey, come on. Do that again, fuckface, and I'm going to declaw your penis.
Listen to the badger. Perhaps the Dark Lord can transform you into some other smaller creature that I may have sit on by accident.
Oh. Don't sit on me. What is that about?
I'll sit on you.
No, you won't.
I'll sit on you if
no,
I want
No, you won't.
To. The tables have turned.
Is that what you're into, Flemish?
I'm into a lot of things now. All the things I was not interested in talking about before, I'm going to tell the world about.
What did you want to talk about while the Baron was away?
First of all,
you called the huddle, right?
No, I think it was me.
Oh, okay.
First of all, guys. Hey!
Hey!
It's so good to see you guys.
Oh my gosh. So, it feels like old times.
I really missed you.
I'm so glad you're alive.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you guys are alive. Guys, what went wrong in that battle?
We were really outmatched. We had, like, no chance.
I killed about 900 orcs, but I think there were maybe, like, 12 that other people killed, so I think I really was...
No,
like,
you were my fair share.
Well, look.
Doing the heavy lifting there.
You were the MVP, no question. Chunt, you did a great job from what I can see.
Thank you.
I threw the Lunar Sword to a evil pinglet. My bad.
But no, on the way, as it was arcing into her hands, the hilt of it bumped into a starling, so you dazed a starling.
I dazed a bird, guys.
So we all equally kicked ass.
Yes, yes. I need to teach you guys a fireball spell for sure. That's number one when I get my powers back.
Oh, wow. How do you get to fireball spell? Do you, like, eat a special flower?
Sometimes you can eat a flower. That will give you fireballs.
Goodness gracious.
You can drink a special liqueur that is filled with cinnamon and other spices.
Ooh.
That will give you the power of fireballs. You can also say, Sinkthank Art Put. Sinkthank Art. That's not quite right.
Usador, it's okay. You don't need to do magic. Don't worry about it. Rest up. You'll get your magic back.
But that's like my thing.
Yeah.
Like if I'm not doing magic, like...
No. Your thing was the quest.
That's also sort of shot to hell.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sorry. Guys.
So, I've been alone a lot in my cell, and I've been considering other career paths.
What have you been thinking about?
Well,
you could do so many things.
I someone mentioned that I should write a book. Uh-huh. When the quest was over. And I think that perhaps I should do it anyway.
Maybe you should write a book called If I Did It, about if you did do the quest.
If I had done the quest?
If I had done the quest.
That's not a bad idea. If I Did It, by Usador. Yes, I think I'll do that. I'm going to begin working on it this evening.
John, how have you been filling your time in your cell?
By getting my genitals poked and prodded.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah. Has it been just kind of like 24/7?
Yes. They keep asking me questions about how I do what I do.
I feel really bad about how relatively okay my accommodations have been.
Yeah, 3 meals a day must be nice.
It is.
It's been the one thing nice thing has been I've had time to cook. You know, usually I don't have time to cook unless I'm working.
Yeah.
Choo Choo's Chow, which I assume has been burned to the ground of the haunted bog by now.
You know what? Maybe some good things came out of all of this.
What?
I just never liked Choo Choo's Chow.
But the fox face, I thought
Oof.
You...
A delicious hairy fox face. But I do not know, for news has not come to me of anything. I had not even heard word of the two of thee, and I had feared the worst had befallen you.
Well, guys, maybe we should use this podcast as a platform. Let's bring the Baron back in, and let's interview him, and let's, like, pump him for information.
Oh, that's why we had him leave? His wife, it's probably Tom Blaine, right?
That's right. We told Tom Blaine to try to impersonate the Baron's wife.
Guys, also, let's get tattoos.
Oh, yes. Prison tattoos.
Prison tattoos.
What would we get?
I hadn't given it any thought.
I would maybe get like a fish in a bowl at the top of a tower.
A fish
in a bowl. Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Top of a tower. All right.
That just came to me. You would get a bird.
Should
we get tattoos that are all the same or that like complement each other?
Or should I get a rock? Or should I get a bird on a rock? You can see all of those things at usadorrocks.com.
Guys, we got a lot of time for plugs. Chunt, can you get a tattoo?
What does that mean?
Well, just because you're covered in fur. Like, would we even be able to see it?
Yes, where would you put it?
You're covered in hair.
I mean, not everywhere.
Not everywhere? From what I've seen, yes, except for your eyes. Yeah, you just shave part of me and get a tattoo.
Oh, cool. What if we all got tattoos of each other?
No.
What if we all got tattoos of me? What if we just got my face on your chest and it says, I don't want to talk about Earth stuff?
I don't even want
to
keep having this conversation.
To see you wearing that would be barf-inducing.
Is everything going all right here? Oh, I'm sorry. I tried to walk up louder, but ever since I've worshipped the Dark Lord, I move so silently.
All right, guys. Play it cool. Let's activate our plan. So, Baron, what kind of tattoos do you think the three of us should get?
Oh, well, I mean, I have some of the Dark Lord's plans and schemes written on me in dark glyphs.
What's this now?
Oh, just, you know, I've got some dark glyphs.
Dark glyphs?
Mostly, yeah. So here's a glyph.
Is that a scheme or a plan?
You know what? This is more of a promise of doom.
Oh, boy.
When I look directly at it, it has depth and width and height and something else. It's very upsetting to look directly at it.
Usador, can you read glyphs and...
I'm currently unable to read those. I can sense something about them, but they're upsetting.
Chunk, do you know how to
read trying to play it cool.
Oh.
I do not know glyphs. I'm always rocking and rolling. I don't know. Check the yellow pages.
Good. You're really acing.
I'm trying to play it cool.
You're playing it cool.
And then this one here, this is just a fish. In a tower.
Oh, that is a cool tattoo.
Yeah, all of my mittens team when I was 17 got this. I don't quite know why.
Huh.
Yeah, so what tattoo are you guys considering getting?
I don't know. I mean, maybe would it be weird, Baron, if I got the local tattoo artist to just copy all the tattoos from your body onto my body?
Yes, that would be bizarre.
Oh, but would you be okay with it?
No.
Would it be, weird, bad.
Arnie, play it cool.
Okay, well, I didn't want that at all anyway.
You're playing it petulant.
I want the,
cool.
Hey, dude.
You're playing it calm. Play cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're fucked.
I think perhaps it's time to take a break.
Yeah, let's... groove on over to him.
Right now.
Break. We're heading into break time.
Goodbye.
Hey, and we're back. Baron, I am so interested to just learn a bunch of stuff about what the Dark Lord's up to, how he took over the town, what his plan is for all of Foon, ways that he can be thwarted. I just love to pick your brain about that stuff here on the podcast.
Well, okay. So I'll start with your last question first.
Mm-hmm.
How can the Dark Lord be thwarted?
Awesome. That's the one I was most interested in getting an answer to.
And the answer is he cannot. His reign is inevitable.
Uh-huh.
And as surely as he conquered this puny town, he will conquer all towns.
Hmm.
He will conquer all cities, all fortifications and villages. He will spread his fell hand over all of Foon and devour it. The devouring is semi-metaphorical. He won't literally eat it.
But he will kind of eat it. If it's semi-metaphorical.
Yeah.
How much is he going to eat it?
Is it like how Usador devours chaos?
You know what? That is very similar. Yeah.
Yes. We still don't understand that either. Well, we get a lot of emails about it.
It's exactly the same process.
Ugh.
But I mean, just look around. Well, I mean, obviously, Usador and Chunt, you're prisoners. But Arnie, you know, as you're probably aware, you can just open your door and walk out of your room in the tavern.
Wait,
at any
what?
Time.
I can?
You're not even locked in your room?
I didn't try to open the door.
Huh.
I didn't even walk over to the door.
This is nonsense.
My bed is comfortable.
Wait, can I tell the people poking and prodding my genitals to stop?
Well, you can try. They're not my direct reports, but
I should have tried that from the beginning.
Guys, sometimes you just gotta ask.
I'd rather beg forgiveness than ask permission.
Yeah.
I learned a lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, genitals.
I would like to stop drinking anti-magic potion.
Denied.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Well, two out of three ain't bad.
But you can just walk down the street and you can see, you know, the various ways that that Hog's Face has changed.
Mm-hmm. Discover the new Hog's Face.
Exactly.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know. Perhaps you'll recall in the past, you might walk down the street and see someone beating a donkey.
Well, it's illegal to not beat a donkey.
I'm aware.
But it's also illegal to beat a donkey.
We have been poring over the town charter. It's a bit of a mess, everyone. But you'll now find it's illegal for a donkey not to beat you.
Oh.
So if you see a donkey, get ready for a beating.
A lot of the things that happen in Hog's Face going to be, you know, in old Hog's Face, this happened.
But in new Hog's Face, donkey beat you.
Donkey beat you?
Exactly. I think you understand.
What about beating a yak? Is that
fair
off?
Enough? It's on now.
If it happens, though, yakety yak, don't beat back.
What the fuck did you say to me?
Chunt, come on, buddy. It's been a while. We're friends.
He owes you one. He owed you that one.
If you go to the Haunted Bog, well, I'm sorry to say that your guys' little restaurant has been sunk.
Damn it!
I figured.
It's now inhabited by the unsleeping spirits of the dead.
Oh, yeah. Unsleeping. That's got to be tough.
What about my butt soup food cart?
Well, I mean, that still is sent around. I gotta say, the unsleeping spirits are running the place pretty well.
Yeah, baby. I saw a lot of banners I could see through my window in my cell. that say pure face? Is that like the new slogan for Hogsface?
I'm going to be honest. We are still consolidating the Dark Lord's powers. Usually it's infiltrate, consolidate, proselytize.
So ICP?
Yeah.
That's insane.
So here's my question. Where in town does the Dark Lord stay? When is he most vulnerable? How do we escape from here, get to his quarters, and kill him in his sleep?
And here's my question. Fucking magnets, how do they work?
All right.
Oh, yes. I want mine answered, but then definitely after that.
I'm going to answer the last question first.
Okay, secretly, that's what I kind of did want to know more.
Play cool.
Yeah.
Which is magnets work through the misguided will of the goddess Un. It was one of her ideas, and you can see there's a kernel of a good idea there, but like most of Foon, they messed it up, and magnets, along with everything else, need to be restructured under the will of the Dark Lord.
Yes, of course. Magnets are a huge mistake. Everyone knows that. Why would you want to stick two pieces of metal together? It's stupid. It's fucking stupid.
Well, don't tell it to me. Tell it to the goddess Un.
I will, next time I see her.
As to your second-to-last question, how do you kill the Dark Lord?
Yes.
You can't. He has made death part of himself, and in doing so, made it his slave.
That feels like cheating.
I mean, it's a pretty clever move.
It's clever, but well, it seems like
cheating. But now I see part of the trick of this may be that there's a semantic element to the way to defeat the Dark Lord. Perhaps we cannot kill him, but perhaps his power can be undone.
Mm. Yeah, some sort of anti-semantic.
Oh, let's not get into that.
And to your first question, where does he stay in town? He does not stay here in Hogsface.
What?
You should be thankful he deigned to come here and kill some of you.
I'm not.
That's right. Guys, we don't even know who survived the battle.
I think Gurm got our arms pulled off.
That looks bad.
I think we put, if we're talking about who I think you are, we might have put those back on so that we could threaten to remove them again.
Oh, that's a weird threat.
Although, think about it.
I'd be like, been through that.
Yes, but then you know exactly how awful it is.
Oh, that's true.
But no, the Dark Lord came to, well, I'm going to be honest, Usador. If you hadn't been here, he probably would not have bothered.
Oh.
Really, we could have handled the rest of you ourselves with the orcs and the...
You gotta kind of take that as a compliment, right?
Yeah.
No way other way to look at that.
But now that the town is under his control, he's returned. He goes where he will, from location to location. He has many castles. I mean... he's basically moved into my place. I've got
damn.
I know, I'm in the guest room now.
Oh.
Just like, and he's not even there twice a month, but like, you do not want to be there when he shows up.
Do you get like an advance notice so you can like stay in your place, but then when you know he's coming into town, you have to go to the guest room?
Well, I mean, your bowels get watery when he, when he's in the area.
Yeah.
But yeah, so usually you crap yourself, and so you don't want to be in the room when it happens.
Yeah.
Because then you've got to clean up some poop.
Yeah. Oof.
What if your bowels are kind of watery all the time anyway?
Yeah.
That's not a problem I have.
Ooh, BMI.
So you say he has multiple castles. How much of Foon has the Dark Lord overtaken?
Well, I will be honest. Last week was a good week. I think we might be up to 1,700% now.
That seems high.
Oh, wait, you know what? I do recall from listening to one of your podcasts that you do percents different. 17%.
Oh, that's... I mean, I'm not a math whiz, but...
But, you know, a lot of the areas that he hasn't moved into yet are just kind of open. They're empty.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, we got some good eggs.
Did he take the castle in Eureka?
No, but he does have Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh, damn it.
How did he catch it?
Yeah, it's just got to keep me moving around.
It's really charming.
Well, that one was... A bit of a get. It actually stumbled like right into Shrike. Like we were planning on this, and then like the moving castle came in.
Mm.
Can I ask you a few more questions about your new love interest?
Oh, certainly.
She drives you crazy?
Ooh, yes.
She sells seashells by the seashore?
You know, I haven't asked too much about her past. She's pretty coy.
Mm-hmm. Now, Baron, I must ask: Is there anything I can do other than pledge myself to the Dark Lord to have just some time out in the daylight?
Ooh, around the wind and the sunlight and the birds from which you draw strength?
Oh, no, I didn't really even think about that.
Really? You didn't think about that at all?
No, fine.
Oh, are we all talking like that? are we all just going to, like, talk like this? I kind of like that.
No, you're right. You're right. It was kind of a dick move.
Oh, I was legit enjoying it.
Wait, guys. I think I have a plan.
Yeah.
Watch this. Follow my lead.
All right.
Hey, Blemish.
Hey, Blemish.
Don't repeat me. Just follow my lead. Hey, old cat dick.
Careful. What you say, chunt?
I got my mead that you set in front of me.
Yes.
And I am super happy that there's no raspberry in it. Thank you for not putting any raspberry in it. This is exactly what I wanted.
Ha! Well, consider this day ruined with this splash of raspberry, fool!
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, what a terrible thing to have befallen you. Oh, and Baron, all I can think about is how badly I want to be inside of my dungeon cell, sitting on the dirt floor with just a little stove and all the fresh ingredients I want to cook all day. Oh, how I loathe being in that... I love being in that cell. Oh, I just want to be back there right now so much. Can I please go back to my cell?
And I don't want any snacks, please.
Blemish, could you get some snacks for Arnold?
No!
Of course, Baron.
Try not to smile when you scream no.
Sorry.
And do whatever Usador doesn't want as well.
I don't want to be in my cell.
What, you don't want to be in your cell?
I do want to be in my cell. I love being in my cell. I'm very confused.
I think you sort of psyched himself out.
We're not even good at reverse psychology.
At what?
I mean,
what
are you talking about? Forward psychology.
Mm-hmm. Please put me in my cell. I'm just a weak old man.
Sit there and suffer instead. Have some cocoa buttered rooster's feet.
Oh.
And dislike every bite of them.
I'm going to have one of those.
Well, this seems to be going all right. You guys have, really normalized this whole situation. You're back in step.
Don't say that.
I mean, see, you all thought being prisoners and slaves would be awful, but you're having a great time just as you always have.
Guys, I feel like we're in a real weird bind with this podcast now.
I think all I have to do is tell my guards that I don't want to be poked and prodded, and we can at least walk around the town free.
Guys, I think we can make the best out of a bad situation.
Yeah, if we can just get out into the town, we can escape, right?
Yeah, I think so. And we can use the podcast to try and continue to send messages to Earth, hiding little messages of, help us,
Yeah, help us. We're under a tree outside of town. Help us. We're hiding in a riverbed.
Maybe a little more subtle than that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
As long as there is hope, we are not defeated.
Yeah, there. That's the spirit. There you go. So you're certainly welcome to leave. I'll go ahead and tell the guards that you're allowed to leave the tavern. But don't get any ideas about actually leaving town. We've built a wall in all directions.
That seems like a dumb idea.
Don't criticize.
Who paid for that?
Yeah, who's paying for that wall?
Oh, you're paying for it.
No.
Motherfuck.
Wait, now the Dark Lord promised that the forest would pay for that wall. Which didn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah. The forest doesn't have any money, I don't think.
Well, I don't know about that, but definitely weren't going to pay for it.
I'll go ahead and say relations with the forest are not going quite as well as the Dark Lord would want. We're going to have to eventually take it over, but it's putting up a bit more of a fight. But which is why there is a wall. In fact, I'm going to go inspect it with Sheriff Dugrenth now.
Sheriff Dugrenth?
Yes, he was the deputy.
What happened to the sheriff?
Oh,
Gianessa, what happened to her? She was great.
We lost track of her during the capture of the town. I'm sure she's much like you. She probably got her arms ripped off, maybe reattached, maybe not. If she's out there, we'll find her. Anyway, just keep talking, just keep sending your signal to another world, and as long as you do that, you can have your fun little chats.
I suppose I am not allowed to walk around in town, so I'll head back to my cell now that I love to be in.
I'm confused. Do you want to be in that cell or not?
I don't know.
Usador, play it cool.
I thought I was.
Not cool enough.
Well, I'm going to go back down there. Goodbye.
Nice.
Isn't this normally the time where you read those missives from the other world?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know if I have any new emails or not, but here's one I got a few weeks ago.
Oh, no, people stop sending us emails?
Well, I don't know. Like, the Wi-Fi seems especially spotty.
Guys, more than ever, we need your emails.
More than ever, we need you to send emails to magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address.
Or you can reach me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's.
And you can also tweet at chunt.
At chunt with six T's.
Or at magictavern on Twitter.
Or at Usador the Blue.
And
I came back for that.
Good. You know, and also it's as important as ever to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or whatever podcasting software you use. Rate and review us. I think you can also like rate other reviews as being helpful or not. I think that also helps. Or just like tell people you like about the podcast. Spread the word. And I don't think that's helping the Dark Lord.
And listen, if you do write a review, please don't mention Arnie's yakety yak, don't talk back joke.
Unless you loved it. If you loved it, say 5 stars. Not just for the podcast, which I love, but especially for that yakety yak, don't talk back joke.
And there's even a possibility that what we're talking about right now doesn't make any sense because it was such a bad joke we cut it out.
That's also true, but unlikely. I'm sure it'll make it in. I'm sure of it. Anyway, I got this email. It says, subject line, Wi-Fi through resonance stones. The IEEE 802.11-M intermodal Wi-Fi standard outlines communication through non-standard devices. In theory, you should be able to broadcast a Wi-Fi signal through a resonance stone if it is maintaining a live connection. Perhaps leave one with Mundle the Grundle or another tavern patron to allow you to upload podcasts whilst on your questing travels, Woody. That just reminds me that we didn't go on our quest.
Yeah, thanks for reading it.
Thanks a lot, Woody.
Thanks, Woody.
Oh, but also, guys, we've been really rude to Mundle. Hey, Mundle, it's so good to see you, too. How have you been treated? I still don't really know what that means.
That sounds like he's happy.
Yeah. Welcome back, buddy.
Well, I have to leave.
Guys, while he's gone, I just want to say, this is really a scary time, and I feel bad and scared and weird, and everything changed so fast. But here we are, and this is the situation we're in, and maybe we're a little bit to blame. It felt like we were doing stuff. It felt like we were fighting the Dark Lord. Like, we put out so much content on the internet, right? Like, we all tweeted a lot.
But I feel like inside the tavern is just like a magical, you know, glass dome or something.
But that only keeps goblins out.
And we never checked the basement.
We never checked the basement. Guys, we really underestimated the basement.
South of the floor of the tavern,
yeah.
We never thought to check down there.
Yeah.
We just assumed everything was going to be fine.
But you know what, guys? I think we learned that we're not really heroes. We're not, like, the ideal people to save Foon. But also, like, we're here. And we have this podcast. And maybe we should just do what we can.
We have to do something.
We have to do something.
We are the perfect people to save Foon. As I have said all along, it shall take each and every one of us. I, every capable man, woman, and child who wants to stand up and do the right thing. And Usador shall escape here. And he shall rally those people to do what is right.
Maybe we were so focused on this quest we were going to go on that we weren't doing what we needed to do locally. Like, quest globally, act locally.
Oh, sweater quest.
Sweater quest.
I still don't think that was the best one. Were we, like, humoring Pimbly?
Yes.
No, I thought that was a good one.
No.
What? You
no.
guys were humoring him?
I was humoring him.
Can we still agree that this is a boy's year?
I don't know that we should.
I don't know. Did we earn
should
that?
Should we make it more inclusive?
I would love that.
Boy's year.
Oh, blemish
ruined it.
Oh, it's going to be a boy's year indeed.
Let's make it something else. No more boy's year.
No more boy's year. All right, let's think on it. By next week, we'll figure out a new sort of explanation. But guys, we're going to do the podcast.
Yes, we're going to do Getting Nuts, and we're going to make a difference. I feel like this one small thing can make a difference. And I feel sometimes you feel like you're not doing anything. Like, is doing a podcast, does that even make sense to do at this time? Is it still funny? Is it fun? I feel like it is.
Sometimes the stupidest thing can save the world.
All right.
And another episode comes to a close, leaving me here to remind you that none of that was real. Don't start researching transdimensional science. If Neil deGrasse Tyson can't figure it out, I don't think Johnny Comments Section is gonna crack the case. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Refai. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. If he irritated you before, how's about him at low energy? Well, it could happen to anyone spending that much time around Adol. Baron Ragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. Chris and Matt have another podcast together, the improvised Star Trek podcast. It's a fair bet one of them has painted figurines in their apartment. Blemish was performed by an early prototype of Siri, created at MIT by cross-referencing everyone's greatest regrets, combined with a sad trombone. My mistake, it was Martin Wilson. He performs with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Oh, does Martin think he's still in the Improvised Shakespeare Company? Martin, check your email. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Ryan DeGiorgi, Evan Jacover, and Arnie Niekamp. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Theme song by Andy Poland, logo by Alan Leban, and whenever the background audio loop changes for an episode, that's thanks to Jason Knox. Don't forget to subscribe and write a review for the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Special thanks to Earwolf, home to this fake podcast for over a year now. And thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. All right, that does it for me today. To-do list vanquished. All that's left is to draw a different Doctor Who on each of my 13 fingers and let the hand orgy commence.